Have you ever wondered whether calamity, trouble, comes as punishment for something you've done? Our study today continues in the Gospel according to John. We are now in chapter 9. And if you have your Bibles with you, and we'll open them, in chapter 9, we're going to be studying this incident that is reported just in the first few verses there. I cannot help but feel from time to time as I go along with this Bible study and as we take portion after portion of the Gospel of John, so many days there is so much more to be said than I'm able to say. For instance, in the study we had yesterday, I pointed at that latter part of the 8th chapter and I said some things about it, but there's a good deal more in there, and I hope you will continue to read it and meditate upon it. And the most I can do is to give you a suggestion as to the things that you can see, and I trust that some illumination and additional light will come to you. And by the way, I'm hoping also that as we go along in our study, that every single one of you will have been making use of the study outline that we have. We have offered to people on the air who listen to our program a Bible study guide, so that actually for this very study here today that we're going to have, you could be having a study guide beside you that would ask several important questions that we would be answering during the broadcast. This would be helpful to you. My reason for commenting about this is to say, I want you all to have in mind that when I have spent the time I have in discussing the portion of Scripture before us, I'm oftentimes very much aware of the fact that much more could be said. But I'll say everything I've got time for. Now, just now, we're looking in chapter 9, the Gospel according to John, chapter 9, in the first 7 verses. This is the incident of where the Lord Jesus was healing the man that was born blind. And in the course of this incident, there are at least 3 important questions that come to the foreground. And you can feel them just as you read. For instance, this is the way in which it begins. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? What a natural question this is, and I think it's recorded here just so that we could have the answer that our Lord Jesus gave. You know how oftentimes the thing like this will happen, that you have something happen to you. And I can put it this way. Suppose I have an accident. I have a car accident, or in some other way have an accident that's rather serious. Is that because I did something wrong? Is it because when I did wrong I was getting paid back? Is that the way I should understand that? For instance, some years ago I stayed overnight in a home that was saddened because of the tragic death of their only son. He had served in the military services as a flyer, and after having completed his stretch of duty and was ready to come home and was waiting at the military base for transportation to come home, had everything packed to come home, on one given day he went for a ride in a plane with a friend of his to put in time, and that particular plane crashed, and that young man, who had passed through years of service in the military activities without injury, was killed. Now, his parents, of course, were crushed. He was their only son. And I happened to come into this home, and the heaviness of their sadness and their grief was still with them, although he had died more than a year before I was there. During the time I was there, the mother asked me this question. And she finally phrased it after some hesitation, but she finally got this thing said to me. Did our son lose his life because of something that his parents did? Is this because of something that his father did wrong or that I did wrong? And I was so glad to be able to urge upon her mind, no, no, no. Just the other day I had a phone call from someone who has been listening to this radio broadcast. This particular woman evidently had felt that I might be able to help her in understanding something. And she was being troubled now and greatly grieved because an only daughter of hers had just gotten into shame and trouble. And what troubled her so specially was that years ago, when she was a young woman, she herself had done wrong. And she was asking me, is my daughter now suffering and in trouble because of the sin that I committed formerly? And I said to her over the phone, no, no, no. I remember when I said that to the mother of the young man who lost his life in the plane crash, she said to me, you talk just as if you were sure about that. I said, I am, and I'm trying to convey it to you. And she wanted to know how I could possibly be so sure. Wasn't it true that if we did wrong, we would be punished? And so I had to be able to say to her, of course, at once, that certainly all trouble comes from sin, and all distress comes from sin. And all the misery we have in this world undoubtedly is due to the fact that there's sin in the world. But it is not a case of it being specifically because this one does this thing, that particular punishment comes upon them now. And I stress to her that one day God will judge. One day God will punish. But this is not the day of judgment. This is the day when God shows grace. And he's showing grace to the whole world. And in her case, I turned her to a certain passage of Scripture, and I'll mention it to you if you're listening real closely. Take your pencil and write down Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 5, and you'll see this brought out very simply and very plainly. Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. I remember I found that passage for her. She brought me her Bible, a brand new Bible, and gave it to me. And she was so excited, she said, mark it. Well, there wasn't a mark in the Bible as a whole. It was a very expensive Bible. And I hesitated to mark it. And I only had a pen with me, a pen with ink. I didn't have a pencil. And I hesitated, and I said to her, I said, this is ink. I said, I don't want to mark up your Bible. And she was almost offended. She said, mark it up. Put it in there. Mark it down. I don't want to ever miss that. It was such a wonderful thing to her that God does not judge because of things that we have done wrong. He doesn't bring calamity as a punishment for these things. And so for yourself even, when you're thinking about this, you ask yourself sometimes, well, what did I do wrong to deserve this trouble that I'm having? Perhaps nothing. Perhaps you're not the one that did wrong. You may have done wrong all right, but the trouble you're having may not be related to that. I'm not going to say that it doesn't always so, but it doesn't follow necessarily. Because, and that's the way the Lord Jesus put it here, when the disciples asked him, who sinned, this man or his parents? He said, neither the one nor the other. Now, doubtless they had all sinned, but this particular blindness was not because of sin. Now, there's another question that comes up, and we move along. Notice how the Lord Jesus said in verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And the question I want to raise at this point is one time as good as another for work? If I have something that I should do today, couldn't I do it just as well tomorrow? If there is something that ought to be done, if I should pray, if I should read some scripture, if I should visit some friend, and wouldn't it be just as well to do it some other time as do it now? And this, of course, brings to your mind what you already know as soon as you hear me say that. While it is day, now is the time. Today is the day. And I will remind you of something that I said over the air a few weeks ago when I reminded you of that word that I picked up down in Mexico when a Mexican Christian down there urged upon me this idea. He even didn't want me to use the word soon, and he didn't want me to use the word someday when it came to the Lord's work. He said, that's not the work, those are not the words of the Holy Spirit. When I looked at him in surprise, you will remember I told you this some weeks ago if you heard it. This man looked at me and said, today is the day. And then said very significantly to me, today is the Holy Spirit's word. While it is day, now by the way, if there's something that you should be doing, do it when you see it. Be sure to do it now. Don't put it off. And then finally, we come to the actual opening of the man's eyes. And we have this incident in verses 6 and 7. When he had thus spoken, he spat upon the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man and said unto him, Go, wash. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. And the question I would raise at this point is, do we ever have any part on our something that we should do in getting answers to prayer? If it's going to come from God, doesn't he do the whole thing? Now, you will remember in connection with the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, there were occasions when he just said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the man's leprosy was cleansed. And another occasion he said, if you will remember, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. According to your faith be it unto you. And immediately the man's eyes were opened. But in this case, he made clay and moistened it and put it on the man's eyes and then told him to go and wash. And the man went and did as he was told, obeyed as he was told, and washed and came seeing. It can happen that you might have some part to play in getting an answer from God. You might be asking God for certain things from him. There might be something that you should do. He may show you something he wants you to do that's included in getting the answer from him. Our God and Heavenly Father, add thy blessing to us as we think on these things. Show us this truth that we've been considering today. We pray thee, Father, thou wilt humbly give us the assurance that at this time thou art now not dealing with us in judgment, but in grace and mercy, and teach us to trust thee. Then we pray thee, Father, to help us to be quick to serve thee today with whatever we should be doing, and be willing to do anything that thou dost point out for us to do, that we might enter into the fullness of thy blessing. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.